Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time at 855-839-1210. You get a line. You get on board. Okay, so Cuomo, look, people sending me all kinds of stuff saying, oh, this is just a deflection. They don't want to talk about the nursing home thing. They're not that clever. But with the opportunity presenting himself, Democrats are making a calculus, particularly those that want to take him out in New York to get that seat to become governor. This guy's really on the ropes. And as I said yesterday, his apology, here is 13A, Dan. Here is John Oliver finally waking up, extreme progressive. Finally, he's interested now in the Cuomo nursing home situation. Here's what he said last night on
Cuomo,
HBO.
Oh, he's been in some hot water lately.
This morning, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is under federal scrutiny for its handling of COVID-related fatality data at nursing homes. The fallout comes after a 76-page report from New York's Attorney General last month revealed the state had been underreporting deaths in nursing homes and long-term care facilities by as much as 50%.
Underreporting nursing home deaths. You'd expect that less from a transparent democracy and more from an authoritarian regime like North Korea, which to this day has yet to report a single case of coronavirus. I assume their state media is simply claiming that the virus was repelled from the country after Kim Jong-un breathed fire on it. Now, this scandal stems from a directive Cuomo made last March, telling nursing homes to accept COVID-positive patients to free up hospital beds. Now, that would be bad enough, but since then, his administration has tried to downplay any consequences of that action, releasing a report last July that laid the blame on nursing home staffers for infecting residents and, as a Cuomo aide recently told lawmakers, actively concealing data on COVID deaths out of fear it'd be used against them by federal prosecutors. That revelation, understandably, set off a firestorm. And after a Democratic legislator, Ron Kim, made a statement about it to the press, he said he got a call from Cuomo that went about as well as you might expect.
The governor asked me to issue a statement that countered what I heard in the meeting and essentially cover up the cover up. He spent 10 minutes berating me, threatening me to end my career in front of my family, in front of my kids.
Not great. Now, I have to say, Cuomo has denied Kim's account of that call. But you should also know many, many people who've dealt with Cuomo in the past have said it sounds exactly like him. And that reputation alone goes a long way.
All right. So finally, this guy woke up. And what is it that has triggered it? It's not the nursing home death, because then that sort of seems like you're taking Trump's side or conservative side on this. It's the sexual allegations. So we're going to play you a little bit. And you could say, Dan, you're voting this is not a reach to say this is inappropriate what Cuomo's doing. He's at some kind of sit-down thing. His daughter's next to him. He's kind of, you see when he clicks his fingers for an aide to come over? And he's got a reporter there who's trying to, you know, cozy up to him and get some information.
The sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah, and he keeps on prodding her to eat this giant sausage. So, Dan, is it inappropriate of us to say this is clear what he's doing, or it seems to be what he's doing? He's sexually harassing her with the sausage, no?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. It plays out. There's a scene in Private Parts with Howard Stern sitting in a studio with a guest, and he's having her do something to a sausage. And it really just called me back to that scene, and I thought that's incredibly inappropriate for an elected official to be doing.
With his daughter there.
Yeah.
And with all these people around him. They're not alone. There's a whole thing, and she's standing there. It's loud. The whole room is paying attention. He's Andrew Cuomo. He'll do whatever the hell he wants.
No.
Hey, my daughter, McKay, is here, whatever it is. All right, here's a little bit of how it sounded with the Sausage King.
Feel the same way, too.
Will you eat the whole sandwich?
I will eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah?
Okay.
Who made
sausage? I can eat the whole sandwich.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I
don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
You gotta do it. No excuses. You know everyone, you know the county executive?
I do. Now you're going to know me in a whole different level than what I even am.
My daughter, Michaela.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I think we're going to be here a while. We might be here a while.
All right, Dan, you can stop. We get the idea. So can't we argue? Oh, that's just good, clean fun. He's joshing with a reporter. He would do it with a male. Nah, it doesn't come across that way when you see the video. I vote no.
I don't think he's going to do that with a male.
No, I vote no. It's clean. You got to be going through your head. Hey, you can't be doing sausage stuff here, Sausage King stuff, and you're going to eat the whole thing. Sit down here, lady, right in front of everybody. Put that whole sausage in your mouth. You're not going to do that. Given today's, that's not that long ago, given today's ambiance of where we are.
Sausage King of Chicago.
You know what I was thinking, Dan? And I had to do one. I don't know if you're up to date. Sometimes we... There's a whole industry out there, and I'd love to hear from people. And look, if you can blow through them, to be honest, it is kind of fun to see. There's this one IT thing over these inappropriate situations that people get into. There's a whole array of actors that act in this stuff. So if you were a boss of any sort, and you had a female in this situation, and you're pushing her to eat the whole sausage in that manner in front of you, what do you think the multiple choices might be? A, B, and C. This is just good queen fun. Do more of it. B, are you kidding me? You're fired. Or C, maybe another food would be appropriate. I mean, I think everybody in America, and I know in radio, the last 20, 25 years we've had to do these, and some of these actors are pretty good. Some of it is just... Oh, my God. They really came up with that. It's every situation imaginable. Here's one. Put the sausage thing in. No, they would say, are you crazy? Just try to think this through a little bit. You know, I don't know if the woman felt embarrassed, what she felt doing, eating the whole sausage here. But this is just the stuff that he's been up to. And this type of thing, because the New York Post will play with it, it'll be out there all over. It's the type of thing that ultimately will get rid of this guy. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. And yesterday on the Sunday shows and the like, as I said, most people now are on board going after Cuomo. I don't think they're doing it primarily to deflect from the nursing home thing. I think they're primarily doing it because they're virtue signaling suddenly. They realize this guy... It's over. Maybe some of them have had experience with what a thug he is. He just comes across in public, just in public, as incredibly thuggish. And then CNN wants him away because it keeps on coming back to Chris Cuomo. So I think there's a very high chance that something's going to happen here. Now, he may finish out the term. I don't know how much longer he has or not, but I don't think he's running for re-election easily based on all this. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Let's go to Ron. Ron is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ron, good Monday. Yo, Ron, are you there? All right, Ron, okay, all right. 855-839-1210, you get in. Great side question of the day. That all-time best military show, we put your name in the hat for Captain Chuckie's. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. just hit us with that best military show coming off MASH yesterday. Unbelievable. An audience of 104 million, their last show. Tomorrow is a very special day. I'd like to offer this up. CPAC had their convention, and the theme was that America won't be canceled. Uncanceled America. All right. I'm not sure if that was up on the stage, but I think I saw something like that there. Now, I told you, if you've never been to CPAC, we've been there. Rich and I have been there. I've been there, I think, four or five times. It is the very, very conservative, often millennial, young, Generation X, all that stuff. And the idea of not being canceled was a theme. President Trump talked about it a little bit. But tomorrow, I think, is the birthday of every time that I read something about this guy, I'm more impressed. Like, I never knew. I just thought he is the all-time kids' book favorite. As a writer, as a thinker, be it The Cat in the Hat, Oh, the Places You'll Go, all those things, Dr. Seuss. So I'm looking that Loudoun County schools now are canceling Dr. Seuss, saying completely he's out, not just there's a debate, for racial undertones in his books, in his children's books. Now, this has gone on for a while, maybe 3, 4, 5 years since it started with Dr. Seuss. So I remember when it first started, I went back and took a look at what he did during World War II. He was a propagandist, drawing caricatures and the like to help defeat the Nazis. They tried to hold that against him. And then it starts with the books, some of the undertones here, rather than taking this guy and his time and the joy that he brings to kids. But anybody that seriously says, no, kids should not be reading Dr. Seuss. So tell me what Dr. Seuss is being replaced with then. Who's replacing Dr. Seuss? Some politically correct rag that is not up to. I mean, it's hard enough. We want to keep things that spread the enjoyment of reading. Tomorrow is National Reading Day, Read Across America Day. National recognition of Dr. Seuss's birthday for more than 20 years. A group called Learning for Justice demanding Dr. Seuss books be stripped from school libraries because of their racist undertones. Now, Mr. Potato is one head. Mr. Potato Head is one thing. But every year, and this is ratcheting up, I don't think the Philadelphia public schools, if they were in session ever. So where you are, would your school allow Dr. Seuss? It's one of the questions that you couldn't imagine 20 years ago. Well, what do you mean, Dr. Seuss? This is the all-timer.
He has Everybody a whole book called that. The Lorax dedicated to climate issues.
Yes, The Lorax, right. The Cat in the Hat. You know, anytime these NBA players or NFL players, Dan, have to do some charity event, right? They have them put on the hat, and they read The Cat in the Hat. I don't know if they're still doing that. So what's the backup book to that? Probably some politically, yeah, The Lorax is a big climate change type of thing. I think Dr. Seuss was liberal, certainly. But in World War II, he was in the military, and he served as a propagandist, for example. And he did draw characters of the Japanese and the Nazis. Why? He was trying to help the war effort to continue the fight against them. Now, I'm not even sure who it is that first raised this issue of Dr. Seuss, but it's got to be 5 years or more, maybe a lot more than that. But each year, they incrementally move on, fully canceling Dr. Seuss. It just can't. I can't think of, it would be interesting to go back of the silliest things that people have been canceled over, or the figures that they've tried to cancel. And now, what is it, Dan?
Well, Kate Smith.
Yeah, I was going to go to that next. That's a great one. When the Kate Smith started, that whole thing. And look, Kate Smith in her time, if anything, was somebody who was not. I mean, she did so many wonderful things. And if you find a lyric here and there on Kate Smith, whatever. But the way the Flyers handled it, right? They got gritty out there. That's fine. But Kate Smith, they had a cover over her head. She's in some warehouse somewhere. Yeah, Kate Smith would be a great one. And Wildwood still plays Kate Smith, thank God. Kate Smith ranks right up there. I would say Dr. Seuss. We're dealing with a kid's book here. Are there things in there that for our time, Chinese people, figures, That might be one thing. But given the time, given when he wrote them, given everything else, and just given the genius of this guy and the joy he brings to kids, it's endless. It's like the statues. It's like the murals of Frank Rizzo. It's all part of the same thing. And President Trump alluded a little bit to it yesterday. They have to do more and drill. I think Seuss is a great one to drill down on, because I still think he's widely popped. Just a couple of summers ago, we were over in, We were over in Stone Harbor. And there is a nice shop there, and they had the art, Dan, throughout the shop of Dr. Seuss. And I'm looking at the price tag and stuff. People were buying it. I'm talking $5,000, $10,000 for some of the artwork there of famous scenes from Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Big time stuff.
I think one of the most questionable, just the ones I don't understand regarding cancel culture, is J.K. Rowling.
Well, they haven't canceled her yet, though.
Well, no, she's been heavily smeared recently.
Well,
transphobia thing.
Right, that's right. But I mean, canceled, you're using it one way. I'm using it when they succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you're going to succeed against Rowling. So it'd be interesting to come up with a list of people. A couple of comedians, Burr and Chappelle, they've not succeeded there. There were attempts to do that, right? So, who is it that... did they succeed with Trump? Well, you could say partially, but not fully. When I use cancel, I'm talking about not just being hassled, but you're essentially knocked out, that kind of thing. Can you think of any others that jump to mind?
Roseanne.
Roseanne got canceled, no doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. She had a few run-ins and all, but somebody that big, that show was tremendous numbers.
Well,
and it's not the same since. That's a good one.
Another one that didn't get canceled all the way, but for a while there was Kevin Hart.
Yeah, well, I would argue, given his status and given everything else, he did get canceled. And now he's still doing stuff, but he got knocked out of the Oscar. He knocked out of the very biggest stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would put him in the canceled category. He's not in mainstream anymore in that kind of way, and I don't think they'll use him. They're afraid of it. That's a great one. Given his stature, given how many films and all the rest of it, yeah, that's definite. Cuomo's on his way to being canceled. Or is it canceled? Is it just consequences? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and hit us with that favorite military show. You might be going off to Captain Chucky's. But Dr. Seuss, Dan's right too. Kate Smith, America's, the song, the whole thing. And the Flyers, rough and tumble hockey. Why are they so politically correct? Well, they are. They didn't have to do that with Kate Smith. It would have blown over. A few idiots started in on Kate Smith, and that was it. Now she's in a warehouse somewhere. But Dr. Seuss, they haven't fully gotten rid of him. But each anniversary, each time it comes up, it becomes a virtue signal. Oh, your kids have a Dr. Seuss book in the house. Oh, my. Whew. Yeah, well, our kids are having fun reading. Come in, everyone. It is Dom time. So the theme of CPAC, it was a good choice. Was America uncanceled? Cancel culture. Now, the other side is sensitive to this. They're doing a two-pronged attack. They start to say you're just being silly. These are consequences. Or anytime people say, well, look, there was something really done here in action, like Cuomo, that deserves punishment, consequences, call it what you will, you're canceling. So Dan and I have talked, and I mostly agree with him, except over Toomey. That's a tough call. That you got to be careful with this. We don't want to turn into what the other side does. But Kate Smith, Dr. Seuss, part of it that really rubs me the wrong way is when I sense, and I do many times with this stuff, it's not about Kate Smith or Dr. Seuss. It's about traditional America. In other words, they're not even going after that person per se, but they're lashing back at some kind of traditional value, something that a lot of people rally around or hold sacred, to make a point, to say, nope, you're not going to be able to do that. You may like that. We're not going to let you do that. Like Dr. Seuss. I mean, to drill down on Dr. Seuss in the manner that's going on just shows you how crazed get a lifer this is. And it's unquenchable. They are unquenchable. There will always be some way, shape, or form to go after him. And Dan mentioned Rowling. I don't know. I haven't seen it for books. I don't know if there's another one out there now in the Potter series. People are more unwilling to give that up. But are they giving up? I need to hear from some moms and all. Do you see this, that they're willing to give up Dr. Seuss? That this is another touchstone. It's on the list. You can't have Dr. Seuss. My God, what are you doing with the kids? I'm not even sure the number of schools. It's a little bit hard to tell. But now this Loudoun County in Virginia, outside Washington, they're making national news because they're officially canceling Dr. Seuss. Rather than telling teachers, you know, if you use this with the kids, you might realize this, that, don't use this book. You might want to say this. No, just get rid of Dr. Seuss. What kind of culture, what kind of society would get rid of Kate Smith and Dr. Seuss? Based on what? And the principle here where the debate is, you got to take people in their time. I look at what Dr. Seuss did with these caricatures, and I think, wow, that even enhances him. He served in the military. He was in the propaganda department. We had to beat Hitler. We had to beat Tojo. And he did exactly that. He helped to do that. And the, you know, the cartoons of that time are not pretty by today's sensibilities. And they are caricatures. They are stereotypes of a sort. But they were the enemy. They were the Nazis. They were the Japanese Imperial Army. They certainly deserved it. And we had to win. That's a patriot. That's what he did. But that's sort of the backstory of it. And when you just think of kids' literature, I can't think of too many others. Dan, do you remember a book as a kid, the Berenstain Bears?
All I can think of is R.L. Stine with Goosebumps with my generation.
R.L. Stine, yeah, I know Stine a little bit. Judy Blume, but that's older.
Yeah, Judy
You know, it was
Blume.
Always controversial. For young kids, for, you know, this kind of level, Dr. Seuss is it.
I think Roald Dahl is probably the only one that compares okay. to Seuss.
Yeah.
To this day, like James and the Giant Peach.
Okay.
But that's the only one I can think of.
Well, when you're in Stone Harbor, Ro and I, this is a couple of summers ago, I want to say, not this past summer, but maybe the previous, right there off the main drag, is mm-hmm. it 96th Street? And there's an art store there, and it's all the entire thing for a month, Dr. Seuss. And I'm looking at, I was thinking of getting one for Ro.
They're cool. I actually spoke, I know the proprietor of that art gallery.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. What it is just, it's... I can't think of the word taxidermy. It's taxidermied versions of a lot of Seuss characters and
okay,
stuff
right,
like that.
Yes.
It's just really cool art that they have out there. I think it's once a year, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, look at the price tag on this stuff. But this guy is being taken out of the hands of kids by the mob for the last 2, 3, or 4 years. There's a Seuss Museum, I think, in Massachusetts. I think that's where it is.
Springfield, there, yes.
Yeah, there were picketers. There were all kinds of stuff going on there. It's insane. I mean, arguably, there are people that you might want to put consequences on, but Dr. Seuss and Kate Smith, and the Kate Smith battle that went on. Nobody was coming after the Flyers at that point. It was one idiot, I think it was the Yankees, that stopped Kate Smith, and that was it. And thank God, notice, anytime we have the mayor on, Wildwood doesn't get a lot of complaints. People like it. It's beautiful after the Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, Ro said it yesterday, Dan, and I wanted to throw this out to people. I don't think it's sacrilegious anymore. When President Trump came out, he's got a two-pronged thing now. The first is some kind of dance music. I forget the song. To get people, when it's a place where they can move around, moving around. And then I thought, oh, no, that's going to be his opener. Oh, no.
Isn't that YMCA the first one he does?
No, he does that at the end.
Oh, okay.
There's
you.
Something else. Somebody will have heard it. The YMCA is at the end to kind of close on that. Sometimes he dances. But you know what they played. Our buddy Lee Greenwood. After the dancing thing. And Rose said, I really love that song. Why don't they replace the national anthem with it? And I would.
That's big from Ro.
Yes, I would agree completely. It's a superior song. There's no doubt. It's a more emotional song as an American. And if you say this song is not unifying because Trump used it, because I like it, because you like it, well, then you're the one that's not trying to be unified. What would be not unified about Lee Greenwood and the song? And when we were listening to it, we waited for that moment where he hits it. Oh, God.
How awesome was it? You could hear the audience singing along, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were standing up at the top of their lungs singing along. It was a really cool moment to see him out there. And what was cool is he let the entire, I don't know if you noticed, but the entire song played before he started talking. He was just going back and forth and saying hi to people on the stage. It was
one
a cool moment.
One bit of inside information, because we had him on recently, and I'm talking with his guy about something for USO. He said, oh, I'll get right back to you with him. He likes, loves you guys, and he's in Florida. So I was hoping that Trump would bring Lee Greenwood out in person.
Ooh, how cool would it be?
That's what I would have done. If I were Trump.
Sing him out, that would be really cool.
Yes. I'm trying to think, who would I have come out to introduce me? It would be Lee Greenwood, without a doubt. Whatever, I probably wouldn't need any money for it or whatever. He's in Florida. What the heck? Send a jet, you know? So I would replace the national anthem with that. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's superior.
Yeah. Well, my whole thing has been on this show as long as I can remember. It's always been, you know, I don't want the national anthem to go, but if it did have to go, this would be it.
Right. Yeah, because we're going to put something out there that's not going to cater. It's not going to be some clunky, new, politically correct left-wing thing or whatever. The song's unifying. It's like America the Beautiful. Done by Kate Smith. They may not like that.
You know it's going to be This Land Is Your Land.
I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not that all. I know a little bit of the backstory on that. So I would say, but the national anthem to me just doesn't do it. It's got, you know, and aside from the third verse and all that stuff, this is the song. I don't think you have a heart. I don't think you have blood coursing through you as an American. If this would be a test. I'd like to do a laboratory test. We hook people up to stuff, and we see if their tear ducts and their heart races. And if it doesn't, that's pretty bad. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. You can get in right now with Dom. Love to hear from you. And hit us with that military song, that military series, that TV, in honor of MASH, the closeout yesterday. 104 million people watched. Wow. I don't remember watching that either, that it was that magnificent. It was a great show, though, at one point. Like others, you know, it overstayed maybe a hair.
I respect it as one of the best shows of all time because I've been told that by people I respect. I've just never had the chance to watch it myself.
By the way, I was going to offer a big defense to the finale of Seinfeld. You know, we've had people on, the Soup Nazi who was in it, and he said they had a lot of trouble.
Adios, muchacho.
Yeah, and pulling that all together. I think they did it beautifully, and they hit upon what was wrong with Seinfeld character and Jason Alexander and the others. They were kind of callous, not in a horrible way, but they were just kind of callous all the time.
It's kind of preachy, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, but I feel like it goes completely against what the entire series was trying to do there.
Ah, okay, I don't. And they did it in a manner that brought together, there was an actual law out there, Dan, that if you didn't give aid in Massachusetts, that law was on the books. And guess who was in there as the reporter? Our buddy, Geraldo.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I thought it was, considering the expectations and how hard it was to do, I thought it was very good.
I think what made Seinfeld Seinfeld was the relentless not giving a damn. And to have them...
Right.
What happened in the finale, you have to kind of...
But they still didn't
come
give
up
a damn.
And, yeah, I know they didn't, but it kind of says, like, as a society, we have to have a comeuppance for the people that don't give a damn.
I don't read much into it. Okay.
I guess I am a little bit, but that's kind of just... That's what irked me about the finale for Seinfeld.
Okay. I know there's critics of it, just like the Soprano finale, and I like both finales. I'm not as hard on finales. I know how hard it must be to do that. Okay, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you, and... What is, come on, help us out. You kids reading Dr. Seuss, why would they not be? How about in the schools? Tomorrow's the big day. It's a national on his birthday. This read along, a lot of reading. Well, remotely at least, by Zoom. You know, you're out of the family business if you're showing Dr. Seuss.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.